Hi there, Destiny here, and I'm the host of the Creators MBA podcast. And before we dive into today's episode, I want to talk about something that I'm very passionate about, and that is the secret to thriving in your online business without the burnout. One thing that I have mastered is generating consistent digital product revenue without the need to be glued to your desk, constantly live launching, or worrying about the social media algorithms. In my Freedom Formula private podcast series, you will discover how to generate consistent revenue with your offers minus the constant hustle. You'll learn the art of goal setting aligned with your core values, master automation for a business that scales with freedom, and shift your offer portfolio and mindset to live your dream. Listen in and transform your business into one that's not just successful by your design, but truly fulfilling. Go to destinycop.com/freedom to sign up now. Welcome to the Course Creators MBA podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Destiny Kopp, and I help business owners increase the revenue with digital products and evergreen sales funnels. In this podcast, we go deep into product and marketing strategies for digital product creators. We cover everything from digital product creation, how to market and sell your digital products, and just as important, how to find your ideal customer. Let's jump right into our show. Welcome to the Course Creators MBA podcast. We are in our series where we're talking all about evergreen sales funnels. And today, in episode number 111, I'm going to be walking you through five ways to increase conversion for your lead magnet opt-in page. So in our last episode, number 110, I walked you through how to choose the right lead magnet for your evergreen sales funnel. And today we're going to be talking about the landing page or the opt-in page that people are going to go to sign up for your free gift. And this page is going to get them even more excited and engaged for what you have to offer. Now, the first tip I have for you on how to increase conversion for this particular page is to have a dedicated landing page for each of your free offers so that when people come to your website, they don't have to go searching for it. We want a dedicated landing page. You're going to use this URL. It's what you're going to give out everywhere. If you're on a podcast episode as a guest, or if you're in a Facebook group and you're, you know, giving people the link for your free offer, you're going to have a dedicated page for this. Okay. The other thing that I want you to make sure that you have, and we're going to go into more detail about this later on in this episode, is you're going to have a headline and a hook that really, really brings your audience in. And, you know, when they go to this and they look at this hook, they're like, oh my gosh, I have to sign up for this. The other thing that you're going to have on your landing page is a simple opt-in box that asks for their name and their email address. You're going to only ask for the information that you have to have. You're not going to ask for phone numbers. You're not going to ask for first and last name. You're just going to ask for the basic information that you have, which in most cases would just be their first name and their email address. Or if you just want to collect their email address, that is fine also. But most importantly, you do not want to distract or overwhelm them with too much information on this page. You also don't want them going to a page where they're going to get distracted. You don't want to have, you know, a navigational bar at the top that points them through to, you know, a blog or setting up a discovery call with you. You just want them to come to this page, input their name and their email address, and move on. The other tip that I have for you is to use a landing page builder like Lead Pages because their opt-in pages have been proven to convert. Now, if you go to their website, and there are other landing page builders out there, but I'm going to use Lead Pages as an example here. If you go to their website, they have a ton of templates in there. So if you're doing like a ebook lead magnet, they have a template for that. If you're doing a recorded webinar lead magnet, they have a template for that. And the best part about their templates is they've done so much testing on these templates. You can just plug and play and put your information in, and you know, for the most part, that it is going to convert. I have had clients that have converted over to Lead Pages from, like, you know, pages that they had on their website, and their numbers went up from like 15% conversion rate to like 50% conversion rate. So it has made a huge, huge difference. Now, a couple other things that I want to mention here is another tip that I have, and I'm going to go into the details on what you need on your landing page, but the last tip that I have for increasing conversion on your landing page is to use an AI writer, so an artificial intelligent writer like Jasper, to help you come up with your high converting landing page copy. Now, you might have to play around with these a little bit. Some of these AI writers need some time to kind of get to know you and your business. And the more that they can, you know, the more you use them, the better off they get for you. But I use AI writers all the time in my business. I use them for landing page copy. I use them for sales page copy. I use them for social media captions, for writing emails, for writing blog posts, just so I'm not starting from scratch. I generally have to wordsmith them a little bit, but it just saves me so much time. Okay. But let's walk through the copy that you need for your landing page. Now, we've talked about needing the copy for your attention getting headline and hook, right? So I'm going to give you some examples on these in just a second, but you can also use an AI writer to help you come up with this. Now, for some of your lead magnets, maybe not all of them, but if you're doing like a recorded webinar or something similar like that, like maybe even a workshop, you will want to have some benefit statements in there that will outline what your audience will learn or achieve by signing up for this particular lead magnet. If you remember in the previous episode where we talked about coming up with your lead magnet ideas, I mentioned there that even though that this is a free gift, even though you're giving people this for free, you still have to sell them on it. You still have to walk them through what they're going to learn, what they're going to achieve, what your promise transformation is. So on your landing page, especially for webinar type lead magnets, you're going to want to outline some benefit statements. Generally around 3 to 5 is what you'll want to have there. So I'll give you some tips for your benefit statements. One tip is you can be specific or create intrigue. You could say something like my foolproof system, and then talk about the benefit. Learn my foolproof system for, you know, XYZ. The other tip that I will give you, and I use this all the time in my copy, is to add a so that, I'm putting that in quotation, so that to the end of each of the bullet points, and then complete the sentence to get as specific as possible. And I'll try to think of an example for you. One example might be, let's say that you are teaching people, how to get leads on Instagram. You could say something to the effect as, you will learn how to optimize your Instagram profile so that you can, you know, and then whatever they will achieve with that. The other thing that you can do in your benefit statement copy is to use words such as the real secret to, or my trick for, right? So you're wanting them to read that and say, oh man, I really want to sign up for that because I want to learn what that secret is, or I want to learn what her trick is for this. So definitely consider using an AI writer to help you come up with your benefit statements. Now, the other copy, or the other kind of instructions that you will need on your landing page, is your call to action. So you'll want to make sure that that is written in first person. You want to say something like, sign me up, or I want this, or, you know, something that's written in first person to get them to take action. Okay. Now, going back to headlines, I want to walk you through or give you some examples just to kind of get your juices flowing for some high converting headlines for a lead magnet. Now, one example would be a proven way to solve, and then you can input their migraine or their problem there. Another one is X ways to get, and then in parentheses, what they want without whatever objections they have. You could talk about, like in my example, maybe 5 ways to get leads without paid ads, right? So that's an example of how that works. X ways to get what they want without whatever objection that they have. Now, another one be how to, and then insert the benefit without the objection. So that's kind of similar to the one before. And then another one might be X mistakes to avoid to whatever they want, right? So 5 mistakes to avoid in, you know, setting up Facebook ads. And I'm trying to think of these off the top of my head here, but see, 5 mistakes to avoid to whatever they want. Another really, really good one, and this is one of my favorite ones, if this makes sense for your business, is how to insert the benefit in a certain amount of time. So how to lose 5 pounds in 90 days. And I don't, you know, that might not be appropriate, but, you know, how to lose whatever they want in a certain amount of time. The other one you could do or consider is the complete guide to solving whatever problem they have. But you kind of get the idea here. I'm reading through my list that I have in my Evergreen Funnel Mapping Planner, which you can get a copy of that too. I'll put the link in the show notes here so you can see all of these lists here. A proven way to solve whatever their migraine or their problem is. Now, you can also use a headline generator to help you come up with these headlines. So you can use an AI writer, you can use a headline generator. There's a lot of resources out there for you on this. So what you will want to map out for your opt-in page or your landing page for your lead magnet, number one, you're going to need your high converting headline, and you're going to need your call to action and just whatever information, whatever basic information you need from them. Now, if you're doing some type of webinar, workshop, video series, something that's a little bit more advanced, you're definitely going to have to sell them on this. You might even want to include this on some of the lower commitment type lead magnets, but definitely if you're doing like a webinar type lead magnets, you'll also want to list out what they're going to learn or achieve. And generally, you're going to want 3 to 5 bullet points there. I would really try to shoot for 5 if you can. Okay. If you want another set of lies on your landing pages, or just, you know, somebody else to look at it for you and say, am I on the right track here? How do you think this copy looks? You know, is my landing page, is it converting? What can I change on it? We can definitely help with that in our Digital Product Accelerator program. This is one of the things that I absolutely love to do, is to dig into landing pages, figure out how can we increase the conversion of them, because that's what's important, right? You spend a ton of your time driving traffic into your sales funnel. And if your landing page isn't converting, that is such a waste of time. If we can move that landing page conversion rate from 20% up to 50%, that's another 30 people for every 100 people coming through that actually come through your sales funnel. So this is so, so important. So if you want help with that and want help with your evergreen sales funnel, definitely go to the link that I have in the show notes just to learn a little bit more about the program and to see if it's right for you. And if you have any questions, you can send me a message directly from the sales page itself, or feel free to DM me on Instagram or send me a message on LinkedIn. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Bye for now. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love the show, we'd appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform, and show us some love there. Have a great rest of your day, and bye for now.